Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Calling from all over the nation and international. We are excited to be able to empower you on today. I pray that this message finds you in great peace and great joy. This is such a blessing because when you do find good leaders, hold on to them. As my father would sometimes say, get a monkey grip on them. If you see monkeys, they very rarely fall out of a tree because they know how to grip with their fingers, with their feet, and in all else, if it fails, they'll grip with their tail. Get a solid grip because you all don't have the training sessions and the coaching calls that we do all throughout the week, meeting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people just within this year, meeting and interacting with thousands as we've traveled, and the stories they've told us, their hurt and the pain they have endured from being under a certain leadership that has abused their authority, that has abused their commonality with their members. And I'm thankful that God has given us a spirit of integrity and a spirit of knowing how to deal with his souls and his vessels so that our name can remain blameless. There are some people who can't even be in ministry 6 months without having scandal surrounding their name, but we are surviving between he and I, decades and decades of years in ministry without having scandal attached to our name. So it's so true when God has placed a deliverer, a prophet, a leader in your life, and they only want you to prosper. They only want to be able to show you the truth, the way, and the light. Hang on. And this is exactly what we're doing now. We're going to give you a resource. We offer ourselves as a resource. We offer our revelation, our perspective, our persuasion through the revelation of the Word of God. We're offering this right now. God bless everyone on the line, our visitors, all of our members, all of our partners, to the well-addressed house, our spiritual sons and daughters. We love you. I hope you all are ready because it's already in session. General Andrew was talking about how he's ducking and dodging the woes and the snares and the tears of the enemy, the punches and the trips and the entrapments. And sometimes you got to just duck and dodge, and sometimes you just got to punch back. But you punch back not with the physical, not with the carnal, but that of the spiritual, that of warfare, that of praying, that of faith, that of confidence, knowing that the enemy cannot deter you, cannot deter you from anything that God has promised you in the remaining of this year, but definitely what General Andrew is speaking about now.
Woo! But I'm ducking and weaving, I'm bobbing, I'm slapping the devil in the face. Pop, you can't take this. You can't take this. I'm knocking him out. No matter what persecution he throw at me. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pimp slap him. Some of y'all just gotta pimp slap that dirty devil. Say it after me. Say, I'm a pimp Holy slap Christ. You, devil. I'm gonna slap you so hard your mama gonna feel it. Devil ain't got no mama, but you feel what I'm saying? So, you get insecure at me because I know who I am. You see people around the world support my ministry, but they ain't supporting yours, so you like, what's going on? Why ain't I operating like that? Why ain't people support me? All of this is just want to support these false prophets and getting mad and in your flesh and stuff. And I understand you hurt. I understand the rejection because I've been there. I understand it could be some jealousy that's arising up. You don't want to necessarily be that way. Not everybody. Some of y'all do want to be that way. But some of us don't want to be that way, but we just can't help it. We just can't help it. I encourage you to be careful with that because in the book of Acts it says, I believe it's Acts 2. I don't remember exactly, but I know it's in the book of Acts. It says there was a Pharisee talking to the Sadducees, and he looked at them because he was persecuting the disciples. He looked at them. He was the bold one. Some of y'all got to be bold. When everybody else coming against certain men and women of God, y'all got to stand up and be bold. Say, no way, you ain't got to disrespect my prophet or my apostle. This Pharisee was bold. He was a Pharisee, a religious leader, but he was bold. He said, this is what he said. He said, if these men do be of God, you won't be able to stop them. it will be as if you're fighting against God himself. Why do you think so many people, not so many, but a lot, some people, because we get more love and support. Why do you think, amen, devil pimp slapper. I like that, Robin. Why do you think when people come against us year after year, our ministry steady grows, it steady elevates. More people join. They posting my daughter picks up, posting our picks up, talking about we this and we that. People looking at that like, whoa, who are these? I ain't never heard of them. They be checking our ministry out. They be like, man, they good. I like that. They people getting delivered. What? Never seen nothing like this. I think I'm going to holler. I want to join. That's why I told y'all earlier. I said, what? Let the devil promote you. Let the devil be a mouthpiece for God's anointing. Anytime I go under persecution, I embrace it. You understand what I'm saying? I do set the record straight, because the other day I was setting the record straight. Somebody going to get up on there and say, you need deliverance. I'm like, okay, we all need deliverance. See, that's the difference between me and you. I'm humble. Everybody needs deliverance in something. But I was like, just because you said it, your opinion say, I need deliverance because I'm real, I'm raw, I'm authentic, and I'm radical, that means I need deliverance. Come on, girl. You just got through sleeping with a dude without a rubber, without a condom. You think I ain't see that though, right? And I ain't trying to mess with you or hurt you or nothing, but you got to be careful. I'm also what you call an eagle eye prophet. I see deeply. You need to get deliverance and keep your legs closed. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I get off into all of that. But because I'm raw and I'm radical, my wife, we raw and we radical. That's what the millennials like. That's what this new generation like. That's what the generation of my daughter and kids like. They love the radicalness. I may not be, because I used to try to, in the beginning of my ministry, I used to try to be like this. And the Lord said, you guys, turn to Matthew 5. I used to try to be like that because that's what I sing. But as the more as I grew over the years, I grew into this thing, I found myself. And I tell each and every one of you all, find yourself. If you got a leader that you look up to, you can have a little bit of like a little bit of their sauce. Yeah, you can have a little bit of their sauce. You can look like them and resemble them a little bit. But more than anything, find your own lane. Stick to that. What's going to happen is you're going to face persecution. People are going to talk about you. People are not going to like you. Embrace all of that. Because every time you get persecuted, what did I teach y'all before? I said false accusation is the final step to promotion. My apostle taught me that.
Yes.
And I'm just reiterating it to you guys. So every time you get accused, every time you get somebody talk about you or persecute you or whatever, be prepared for promotion if you don't faint and you go through it.
Hallelujah.
Every time somebody persecute us, we get a big brand new house. We get more cars. We get more money. We get more support in our ministry. Those little three or four people that come against us increases the level of the love that we get.
Yes.
You understand
yes.
what I'm saying? And the same thing is what you are. People on your job talking about you and all of that, embrace that. Because God's going to open up a door for a promotion and you're going to be their boss. God's going to show you in their face that you're their boss. He going to put it in their face too, because God loves to show off his kids. You are the king's kids. He like to prepare a table right in front of them, tell them to have a seat. You can sit down, but you can't touch it. Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Your enemy's going to be able to sit at your table, but they ain't going to be able to touch the plate. All you can do is look. And then when we finish eating, you going to be the servant. Take out my dishes for me, baby. Oh! Glory.
London.
Take out my dishes. Go wash them dishes. And I might give you a tip. You heard? God preparing a table before your enemies. When they persecute you and talk about you, let them come and do it. Keep dodging, ducking, and weaving, giving right hooks, left hooks, knock the devil out with God's glory. He preparing a table for some of y'all enemies. Did you hear what I said? But they can look, but they can't touch those plates. They might be allowed to touch a chicken bone. Know why? Because God ain't being cruel to them, but God teaching them a lesson. Don't you touch my anointed, baby. You can't do nothing with them. I love you as your father, but you still got consequences. I got to teach you a lesson. You better not touch that chicken bone. That'll be the last bone you touch. Glory to God. So, you know what I'm saying? Please share this. Share this in the groups. Share this in the groups. We got a lot of groups, some of them with thousands in them. Share it in the group. Share it on your Facebook pages. If you shared it once, share it twice. Keep sharing it, y'all. I'm going to get up out of here in a second, but I'm going to prophesy to some of y'all, but I wanted to say this. What is this? Matthew 2:11. I just wanted to touch on what I was going to talk about today. I just had to touch on that, though. The ranking a little bit. And I even go super deep into it. If y'all want more teachings, email my my management team at info@kci.world. We got courses. We got witchcraft reversal courses. We got how to prophesy courses. We got tap into the anointing courses. We got business courses. We got the difference between 501c3 versus LLC or business corporation. We got courses on business. We got courses on ministry business. We got courses on how to write a book in 24 hours. As you all know, as I said, we wrote books. We wrote like 8 of them this year alone. We got all type of courses. Please email info@kci.world, not .com, not .org. If you type that, it ain't gonna go through. We different. Amen. It's info@kci.world. What is that? That's our email. But if you want to go visit our website, our worldwide website, we get thousands of viewers every week that come on to our website, because it's a count that you can look at to see who visits your website. We get thousands of visitors every week, so even daily. So it's www.kci.world. Please post up the email, somebody, and also post up the website. The website is www.kci.world. The email is info@kci.world. Matthew 2:11, it says, on the coming to the house, please post it up on. Thank you, daughter. Thank you, pastor. Website too. Thank you, Jessica. Thank y'all. Keep posting up the website and the email form just a few times. I appreciate it, you guys. Thank you. Matthew 2:11, it says, on the coming to the house, they saw the child was with his mother Mary. They bowed down and they worshiped him, and they had opened up their treasures. They presented unto him gold, gifts, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, it says gold, other gifts, frankincense, and myrrh. What is myrrh? Myrrh was considered an incense. It's like a sweet perfume. It smells good. It was used to anoint the priests. It was used to anoint the tabernacle. And it's also used to anoint kings. And it's like a sweetness, a sweet perfume. That's the ingredient. It was an ingredient that was used in oil, particularly anointing oil. It says they opened up their treasures and presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What is frankincense? It was used back in the ancient time. It smells fresh. It smells clean. And also frankincense is used medically wise to help your respiratory system out. And it helps with coughs. If you got a cold or a cough, get you some frankincense. It helps with that. But this is what they presented to Jesus. It's talking about the baby Jesus when he was born. It came and they worshiped him. But look, watch this now. They didn't, God bless you, Shaquiza. David, watch this. This is what y'all got to really get, because a lot of y'all blessings are tied up and held up because you don't get this. It says that they presented treasures and to him gifts and gold and frankincense and myrrh. It says they opened up their gifts. It says they worshiped him. But how did they worship him? Because a lot of people got this thing twisted. You think that you could just worship God with lip service. It's so much deeper than that. A form of worship is lip service. Praising him, singing unto him like I do, me and my wife do. We are, oh Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, you're my everything. I worship him with my voice, with my mouth, with my lips. But I also worship him with my substance, meaning tangible things. Please share this, you guys. Share in the groups, share on your Facebook pages, share. If you shared it once, share it twice. You can share and flood my gifts, my groups. I give you the permission to do that. Please share. So worship is not just lip service, because a lot of us say we worship God, but a form of worship is singing unto him and all of that. He loves that. But also you got to match it up with substance. And that's where the devil will begin to test you, or God will allow tests to come into your life to see if you can let go of something. Not just let go of your words, because a lot of us can word worship God like we do word worship our bosses. Oh, you know, it's called kissing butt, brownie points or whatever. But word worshiping something or someone or even God himself, he will accept that. But substance worship is a lot better. I want somebody to repeat after me. Say, word worship is good for God, but substance worship is better. Because why? Words is just words. But when you add substance to it, you're adding action to it. Did you hear what I said? Am I teaching you? You're adding action to it. It's substance.
Yes, yes.
I could talk about a person who don't got water and say, God gonna bless you. I'm gonna give you that water. And God gonna bless you and give you that water. He gonna do it. Yeah. And we praying for you. Even in the book of James, it talks about that. It talks about that, talking about how you just talking with speech and with words, but you're not doing anything to help anybody. It's like faith without works is dead. So I can talk about somebody and say, yeah, God's gonna bless you with water. They water turned off, or they in a third world country, they drinking poop water, they don't got no water, and I can say I'm gonna pray for you and all of that. Unless you got a supernatural ministry, meaning, because when you operate in the supernatural, they're not just words. It actually happens like that. Like I spoke over a couple of people earlier in this broadcast, and it's going to happen like that for their life because my ministry is supernatural. The angels literally go out. But most of us don't got a supernatural ministry. So if you're just giving regular words and no substance, what is substance? This is it's something tangible. If you're saying, okay, they don't got clean water, but you're saying God gonna bless you, that's good. Your words could be comforting, but it's just like trying to minister to a homeless person, but they belly is growling. They stomach is tired and hungry. They want to get fed. I tell people, before you minister to the homeless preaching and teaching, you should minister to their physical needs. It's just like you telling somebody again that don't got clean water and you talking about God gonna bless them. But me personally, I'm going to tell them that, but I'm going to give them substance. I'm going to give them some water and a big thing of it, too. I ain't advertising this. This is the different stuff. When we came to Florida, it was this. But I was like, what type of water is this? We weren't used to this in Florida. We was used to Ice Mountain, all that up in Chicago. But I'm going to give them a big old thing of water. My wife, she loves to feed people, y'all. We seen a couple of homeless people one time at Popeyes. My wife like, I love the people. I can't see them hungry like that. She went and bought them a whole meal. I think she took them to Walmart, got them stuff from there. That's just how my wife did. She's a giver. Please share this, you guys. So we gave them substance. Substance. A lot of us are giving word worship, but we're not giving substance. It says this, what, in Matthew 2:11, the child was with his mother Mary. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And when they had opened up their treasures, they presented to him. They gave to him and presented to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. If you translate that over into the New Testament, but not even the New Testament, if you translate it over into modern day time, what do you get? You see the baby Jesus, you worshiping him with your words and with your love through your heart and your expressions by raising your hand, kicking your feet, dancing and shouting. You worshiping him, but now you're taking it to another level and you're saying, I'm not just worshiping, giving word worship with my words, but I'm also giving substance worship. I'm digging in my pocket. I'm digging in my wallet. I'm digging in my purse. I'm about to lose some people on this because why? We got a stingy spirit. Some of us don't want to worship with substance. It's easy for a man to say that I'm praying for you, or when somebody's family gets shot, they give words of comfort and say that I love you, we're praying for you, or our condolences are going out to you. But it's hard for us to give something that's actually tangible like money. What did I tell y'all? God uses what's in high demand. I told these weirdos, you better stop saying that we supposed to give cows and we supposed to give cattle and corn to God as a tithe or as a seed or as an offering. If you a farmer, then more power to you. But today, baby, it ain't too many farmers. Today, he uses what's in high demand. And what's in high demand is what? It's that dollar bill. It's that money. You talk about us, the believers who love to give, or the believers who love to talk about giving. You talk about us and say we false because we talk about how we give as an example to encourage others and to bless others. You talk about us, but you ain't giving a dime. All you giving is your words. And you in this Christmas season, you saying things tight. Baby, you wouldn't have a Christmas season if it wasn't for Jesus. This whole season is based upon giving. The whole gospel is based upon giving. And there's four types of giving in the Bible. I don't got time to get off into that. This would be like a three-hour teaching. But I just must run through it. You got the four types of giving in the Bible. You got tithe, you got seed sowing, you got first fruit, and you got alms. All of those are different, and all of those bring back or give you a different return. They give you something back different. But some of us, some of y'all, you persecute people who talk about giving, but you ain't giving a dime. Why? Because it's hard for you to let go of that dollar bill. You talk about we false. No, we not false, because it's easy for us to give. It's easy for us to go bless people with substance. We don't just worship God with word worship, but we worship him with substance worship. The devil know that the saints have a stingy problem. It's hard for us to go dig in our pocket and give up our hard-earned cash that we don't work 12 hours a day for. But it's easy for us on Black Friday to spend it. It's easy for us to go spend it when it's quote-unquote Christmas and spend it on gifts to ourselves or maybe a select group that we think we care about. It's easy for us to go to that Jay-Z concert, that Beyonce concert, that Migos concert. It's easy for us to get our hair done and our nails done, but it's hard for us to get a God. You giving lip service. You giving worship with words, but you're not giving worship with substance, baby. It says right here in Scripture, Matthew 2:11, on the coming to the house, on coming to the house, they saw the child was with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down. Bowing is a form of, a symbolic form of worship. You're submitting, you're bowing, you're showing reverence, honor, and respect. They bowed down and they worshiped him, but they didn't stop right there. A lot of y'all not seeing breakthrough because you're just stopping with your words. Watch this. It says they bowed down and they worshiped him, and when they opened up their treasures, they also presented unto him gold, gifts, frankincense, and more. They gave him substance. Just because it's the holiday season don't mean that you stop giving. You should be giving all the more.
Amen. Amen.
Pay your tithes. Amen. Pay your 10% and be consistent in it. You, and make sure, because the ground matters where you sow. Every ground ain't the same. I just told y'all, even Genesis 1:11, in the very beginning, God the Father was speaking to us about the different grounds, the different soils. What did he say? Genesis 1:11 said every tree yields, or which means produces after its own kind.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.